today. There's always more to do, but just as much as we're able to, and then Mithashem for tomorrow, we'll continue the next part of the Brisa of Evidently. So we have the din in the Brisa that Edim, who are testifying, somebody's chayv kofer, that Shor HaMuad killed a person. The din is that they don't get the kasha zamam of kofer. The Lashon HaGemara is because kufra kapara, vahani labene kapara ninu. Those are the words of the Gemara. So, began to look at the Ritva here, many twists and turns in the Ritva about this Gemara. So the first thing the Ritva does is, we went over yesterday, we can review it, that what differentiates the Kufra Kapara from the case of Golus, which was earlier in the Amud, where we had to find another source why the Eden Zomin don't get the Golus Onesh, and we don't just simply say because Golus is a Kapara, and the Ritva gave his understanding of what makes Golus, the etzim, it's not a kapara, it has kapara aspects to it, but it's really an onesh, it's masala based in, and this is different. This is by definition kapara. But what exactly, once the Ritva does that, the Ritva goes on to explain what is Gemara saying. So why can't the Edom Zomen get the onesh of kofar? Good, kofar is a kapara, but hanilabne kapara, you know, but what does that mean? Hanilabne kapara. So what's the point of the Gemara? So the Ritva initially brings three ideas that he ties to the Lashon HaGemara of Hani Labanei Kapara Ninu, which is really the point of the Gemara is those words, according to this understanding, as Ritva initially approaches it, that given the fact that Kufra Kapara, this is what the Tanna of the Braisa holds, given that Kufra Kapara, and therefore you cannot say Kasha Zamam on Kofar because of, quote, Hani, the Edom, Labnei Kapara Ninu. What's the pshat? They're not subject to Kapara. And you'd have to give them the Kashiv Zamam of Kofar as Kapara, and for them, Kapara is a foreign idea. They're not Bnei Kapara. That's what the Gemara would be saying. So what does it mean, they're not Bnei Kapara? So the Ritva starts by bringing one pshat that, as he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the klal is that a Karban, for example, which is a kapara, requires a maisa avera. And it's not just karban, apparently, it's kapara in general. For any davar hamachaper is only existing in the face of a maisa avera. Edom Zomin didn't do a maisa, it was only a dibur. And therefore they can't have kofar. As we explained yesterday, if a person was boshea and the shor killed a human being, that's called a maisa in the sense that your pshia is mitzdarev to the act of the shor, and therefore that's called that there was a maisa avera in that regard. Your pshia with the maisa shor is considered a maisa that you can have a kapara on, whereas Eden Zomim, which is just the dibor of the goddess Edus, so that's why they're not b'nei kapara. That's one idea which the Ritva asks on, because that's machokes. In fact, Rabban Rabbi Akiva, doesn't require a maisa, and our braisa that states that Emesh Amas HaKofer is even with Rabbi Akiva, who just adds a fifth halacha. So that's one pshat which the Ritva doesn't like. Second idea, Acherim Pirishu, Labanei Kapara, meaning specifically Kapara of Kofer, meaning to say that Kofer is specific to a situation of a person who's sure killed a human being, sure Mu'ud killed a human being, and the Kofer is meant to release him from the Chiyah Misam Deshamayim. And that doesn't relate to the Edom. So it's not that the Bnei Kapara, not Bnei Kapara in general. They're not Bnei Kapara of Kofar because Lo Harag, as Rashi says, and the Ritva puts this into Rashi, Lo Harag Shoram Esanefesh, Lo Harag Shoram Adam, meaning they're not in the situation of needing a Kapara for having the Shor kill a human being, and they have to release themselves from a Chiv Misa B'Shamayim. There is no Chiv Misa B'Shamayim for the Edim who didn't have a Shor that killed a human being. So therefore, this is along the lines of what we saw in the Rimbul Unil, but the Ritva has it with a different twist. Rimbul Unil says they did not have Shoram Haragadam, and what they did do doesn't get meshed with the Kapara of Kofar. They did Edus Sheker. The Ritva adds that they're not shaykh to the Kofar Kapara because they don't have a Chiv Misa B'Shamayim, which results from a killing of the shore of a human being, which they didn't have happen by them. This is the other suggestion, that the second pshat. And then says the Ritva, the truth is, once we're speaking in these terms, that the point of Hanilab and the Kapara Ninu is that the Edom don't relate to the Kapara of Kofar. So we said either because in Duamaisa, or now we're saying because in Natshaykh to the Kapara of Kofar specifically, says the Ritva, we could say something even easier, and that is that the Napanei Kapara, because they did it, b'mezid. And the only time you'd have a Kapara of Kofar for a mezid is in a case where a person was Pusheya and the shore killed a human being. People kept asking me, Lamaisa, we find Kapara b'mezid. There are karbanos umashal that are brought even on a mezid kishogeg. There are examples, but when some of the olaviyorid karbanos at the end of Parshas Vayikra, so it's even on a mezid, and also some of the ashamos are brought the mezid kishogeg. Could be the Ritva means within the world of kofar. In other words, generally karbanos are shogeg, and the kapara of kofar would only be on a mezid, like the case over what the Torah spoke about when the person was pusheya. So he might be thinking in terms of kofar, just like the pshat that he just mentioned, but he's speaking about the only time you can have a kapar of kofar is for a mezid of that nature. So it's instead of saying because they didn't, the short didn't kill, he could say because they're mezid, and they didn't have that specific idea of the short killing. So then because for a mezid that's not that specific, so then it makes it more like closer to what he just said, but I'm not sure exactly. It could be that that's the point. Don't know. Because he does stress, Lomatsino Kapara Kazu le Mezidin. Ki'ilu, there might be ideas of a Kapara for Mezidin. But a Kapara of Kofar would not, in other words, a default Kapara would be for Shogeg. There are examples, maybe certain Ashamos that are for Mezid. But generally, the rule is Kapara is for Shogeg. Elamai, the case itself of kofar for harak sharav adam, that would be something of amazing. But for the Edom Zomin to be subject to a kapara of kofar for their mezid, that we won't say. So it's not because harak sharav adam per se, but because they're amazing. But anyway, each of these pshatim are all working from the same point of departure in terms of reading the words of the Gemara as one unit, namely the fact that Hani Lebanai Kapara Ninu for one reason or the other, and therefore the Kashezomam Onesh cannot be imposed on them in the form of Kofar, because Kofar is Kapara, and they don't match that framework of Kapara. So far is one approach that the Ritva has been presenting. Then the Ritva tries to wipe the slate clean, apparently. It says, Kashetuva. Comes the Ritva and says, Havade Kashetuva. Because ask the Ritva, and here we have to understand well, again, you know, why he's changing and what this other approach held in response to this kasha of the Ritva. Ask the Ritva. Because they're not b'nei kapara for the reasons enumerated, still, lama yupiturim l'shalem. Why don't you make them pay the mammon of the kofar? They want to mekayim kasha zama. In other words, what the Ritva is doing, let's leave Rav Chanan's Chakira on the side for a second, but let's just look at it on a surface level. There's a Chiyuv Mamon of Kapara. Kufra Mamona means it's a Chiyuv Mamon, purely Mamon. Kufra Kapara means that it's a Chiyuv Mamon of Kapara. So let's call that mammon / kapara. If we wanted, we could frame it the other direction. Kapara / mammon. There's a component of kofar, which is kapara, as distinct from being purely mammon. But lemaisa, what is he paying? He's paying mammon. Obviously, there's nafka minas. We're going to see more about this in the Ritva himself, but what we saw so far from the Tosus that we quote in Bava Kama, Tosus didn't create radical nafkaminas. Tosus said nafkamina, number one, mentioned in Tosus, if the mazik dies, so the yarshim of the mazik don't have to pay kofar anymore because it's only for the sake of a kapara. Tosus' other nafkamina is what? If the yarshim of the neharag, of the victim, want to be mochel, that he shouldn't have to pay. So if you say it's a kapara, they can't be mochel. These are nafkaminas in two directions. So what do I have here? I have a chiyuv kapara slash mammon, or call it mammon slash kapara. What the Gemara would be saying is that given the fact that there's a kapara that defines the part of the definition of kofer, and kapara does not match for edim zomimin, hani labnei kapara ninu, therefore there's no option of doing kasher zomam on the chiyuv kofer. That's what the approach so far that's been articulated would be assuming. What I think the Ritva is doing now in this kasher tuva is saying, why do I have to take the framework of kapara that the chiyuv mamon slash kapara of kofer represents? Why do I have to take that whole framework and imagine that existing for the Eden Zone? Lamaisa, there's a chiyuv mamon that kofer includes. There's a chiyuv mamon, mamon of kapara. Good, mamon of kapara. But lamaisa, the Eden Zomen were trying to mechayev this person that mamon. So the mamon is associated with kapara. It's defined also as kapara. It's distinct from galus, as he said before, which is just part the aspect of kapara. Here, the definition itself includes kapara. But what is it that they're paying? What is it that they mechayev the person to pay? Mamon. A kasher zomam means that they have to pay what's either called mamon or knas. Why does the kapara component have to be relevant for the Eden Zomim? That's the kasha of the Ritva that's now going to shift gears and try to learn the Gemara in a whole different way. In other words, from the perspective that the Ritva has so far been working with about kofer, which is that it is a chi of mammon that is imposed on the person, but it happens to be mammon of kapara as opposed to pure mammon. Because what the Ritva is soon going to do is change that formulation and understand that kofer kapara doesn't have the trappings of a real chi of mammon either. That's where the Ritva is going to shift, and he's going to reread the Gemara. But from the perspective of where we are right now, even if you say kofer kapara, there's an absolute chi of mammon that exists right now, but mammon as kapara. And therefore the mammon is going to be contingent on the trappings of kapara. So for example, the nafkamina that Tosa says, if the mazik dies, so they won't be able to collect, they can't collect because there's no need for kapara. So the mammon is held hostage, the chiva has held it to certain details and conditions that are defined by kapara. Normally you could be mochel chiv mammon, but here the yarshim couldn't be mochel because it's a kapara. So the Torah wants the mammon to be paid for the sake of kapara. It's clear, in other words, that from this perspective, chiyuv kofer is a chiyuv that Beis Din would extract on behalf of the yarshim. The yarshim, you could say, are toveya that kapara money. It's kapara money, but it's something that there's a choshen mishpat component, which is that they have a right to be toveya. All this would be within the first phase of the Ritva. What the Ritva is bothered by is, so why does that kapara component have to be relevant by the Eidim? Lemaisa, they came to mechayev him, mamon, that happens to have kapara as part of its definition. Kasher zomam is mamon or knas, so mechayev them, the mamon of the kofer, the Torah is kasher zomam. Does this prove that Ritva is not subscribing to that Yisod of Rav Chanan and the Kovet Shiurim? Seemingly, yes. Because to the extent that you run with that Yisod, that it's the Psag Din itself that they imposed on the person, that's the Psag Din that they inherit. If that Psag Din has the Kapara as part of its definition, then seemingly that would be what would have to go by the Edom as well. Seemingly that could be a yishuv to this kasha. But one could perhaps push back. Yeah, that's the tachlis of the mamon. To the extent that the chiyuv is a chiyuv mamon. Lamaisa, what's he doing is paying mamon. For the sake of kapara, with nafkaminas involved. So maybe even with the Yisod of Rav Chanan, nevertheless, the Psag Din is a Psag Din of Mammon with nafkaminas, with associations, with a certain tachlis for the sake of kapara. Good. Even more than Golus in that regard. But Lamaisa, the Psag Din of Mammon should be on the Eidim. Okay, it's a little bit of a splitting here, but maybe we don't have to necessarily, at least to the extent that, at least with regard to this, maybe we could still apply that Yisod in other ways. We don't have to completely dismiss it. But certainly it's a little bit harder, right? If we subscribe to Yochanan's Yisod, it's perhaps an answer to the Kasha. But understand, even before that, knowing that Chakira, I think the driving svara behind the Ritva's Kasha is, I don't need the Kapara component to be relevant for the Eidim. They want the Mechayiv Mammon, which has kapara as part of its definition, but when you shift that to the Hazama, so good, they were Mechayiv Mammon, there was Mammon that he would have to pay, so they should have to pay. Someone tainted Aaron Moshe in the morning, and I'll come back to this point. I got your name right, yeah? Okay, good. I like that better than Adam, so let's see Aaron Moshe, okay? So, maybe the very fact that they Mechayiv him a kapara, let Kasha Zama speak to that. Am I right? That's you asking me, in other words. Or maybe you asked a different way. He really wasn't Chayva Kapara in the end, right? So like, it was all fabricated. So whatever it would be, you know, so what? Why is it a problem with the Eidim? I mean, these are good questions too, but maybe we'll come back to it. This is where we're holding right now. There was a vow to sort of shift perspective on this Gemara. And we're going to have some difficulty in reading the words of the Gemara once the Ritva comes. In Svar, it's going to be compelling, but there's going to be a problem in the words. But the Ritva is now presenting a new Mahalach in the Gemara. Yeah?
Can you remember just elaborate on how Ritva Hanum would work with
Ritva? It's not going to be easy. Okay. I'll say words, and it's okay if you don't chap it, okay? I'll say words. There's a tachlis to the Chiyuv Mammon. The tachlis, the purpose of the Chiyuv Mammon of Kofar is Kapara. The tachlis of that Gemara Din, of that, the Mammon, the Chiyuv Mammon, doesn't have to carry over. The more that we sort of push the Kapara definition a little bit further away from the heart of what Kofar is, even though it's still within the framework, the easier it might be to say that the Psag Din essentially is a Psag Din of Mammon for the sake of Kapara. You can't ignore that. You can't erase that. It's going to affect the nature of this Chiyuv Mammon. But the Chiyuv Mammon is distinct from the Tachlis of the Chiyuv Mammon. The more that I can begin to separate between the two, you know, put a little space between that little slash of Mammon / Kapara, not disappearing, but it's there. So then even if I understand that what's happening is that the Psag Din gets transferred over, but essentially the Psag Din is a Chiyuv Mammon. These peripheral ideas, which again are not to be ignored, and it's a stronger connection than that of Golus being a Kapara, as we said before. But nevertheless, the essence of the Psag Din was to pay Mammon. So for the Ritva, that suffices that Kasha Zama should also make them chayiv in the Chiyuv Mammon. Again, it's a lot easier if you just simply say that Kasha Zama is its own formula. So the formula is, by Kasha Zama standard, it's Mammon or Knas, and I ignore the Kapara of before, and then that's the Kasha. And that's certainly perhaps the more glatt way to understand it. But again, I'm not saying one could perhaps start distinguishing even within, you know, the Yisod. But it's fun if you don't hear it. It's really good. Says the Ritva in response, this is a new Mahalach now. This is a new phrase in reading the Gemara now. Says the Ritva inside, the Yeshua Amar de Hazama lo Shaycha Baha Lemanda Amar Kufra Kapara. So now he says, basically, Kufra Kapara itself in the Gemara, that's the answer. He's going to have to come back and retrace the words of the Gemara, V'anu Rabnei Kaparin. You know, until now, that's where the answer lies. Why can't you give them Kasha Zamam as a Chiyuv Kofar? Because Hanu Rabnei Kaparin. For the Ritva, that's an afterthought, you could say, or that's another nekuda. We'll have to see what it means. But the answer basically lies in the first words of the Gemara. Kufra kapara, that opens up a whole new world. When you talk kufra kapara, then you've already figured out what comes with that is that you cannot have a chiv hazama on kofar. Because kufra kapara, how so? Why is that? So here the Ritva introduces us to the Shaila and the Gemara Bava Kama. If memashkinin ala kofar or not. So there is a suffix in the Gemara there in Daf Mem. If memashkinin. The Gemara points out Chai veichatos vashamos. So we know that there are things that were memashkin and things were not memashkin. Chai veerichin memashkin, chai veichatos vashamos ain't memashkin. What about chai veichofer? Do we compare it to chatos vasham and because it comes from kapara? And the Gemara brings in the svara because you treat it seriously, you don't need to be pressured. Or do we say, but you're giving it to someone else, you're giving it to another person, there's an address of a human being, so that maybe you should have the halacha of mammon, that you should have the masculine. No, it's not resolved in the Gemara. How should we hold? And what does it mean? What's at stake here? So we're going to obviously recognize, and you already saw this from the Hachana, and we had yesterday a little bit on this, there's really two visions of this Gemara. What's the Shaila Memashkina E Memashkina? Ritva is taking it in one direction, obviously, Tosvos, and all those that were working with the first part of the Ritva, they obviously took it differently. The Ritva presents it as follows. There's a Shaila Memashkina Al Kofar if Kufar Kapara. So number one, the halacha would be in the masculine. So misafik in the masculine. That's how we would have to follow the halacha. Does that mean that Ritva is only learning a Gemara with fida manda amar in the masculine? What he's going to say now is only because in the masculine? Hard to think that way. Because then the Gemara should have been poshet the shayla of the masculine in the masculine from the braisa over here. According to the Ritva's reading of the braisa, that why don't the Aden Zomim have to pay kofar because kufra kapara, which translates into ein memashkinin. That's the only reason, as the Ritva is going to now say more about it, that you can't have a chiv hazama on a chiv of ein memashkinin. So then let the Gemara, which didn't resolve the shayla of memashkinin, ein memashkinin, use alabraisa as a raya to say ein memashkinin. So it would seem pasha to me that the Ritva doesn't want to only explain the Gemara lefida madra in maskinin. But he wants to bring that out because that obviously accentuates the point even more. But notice, as soon as he says that, he goes another on. He says, gam rizal pirishan. And there is an understanding of that Gemara that even in maskinin, delom mibaylon hasam ella im kofino such yomarotzani. In other words, the Ritva says, and even the maskin of that Gemara doesn't mean anything more than the following. That Beis Din can step in because he has to go to another person and maybe he's not going to be so quick to do it. So Beis Din needs to twist his arm a little bit. But what Beis Din is really doing is not imposing their own new chiv on him. It's Beis Din just exerting pressure on him to agree to do what he has to do. So I think it's clear from the Ritva that he doesn't mean to learn Pshat Nar Gemara, Kufra Kapar, therefore there's no Azama, because of the sheet of Eim Maskinin. That makes it even more obvious what we're about to say. But as the Ritva now adds, the Gam Ripireshan, that even the Mamashkin side of the equation is only that Beis Din can exert external pressure for him to do what he should be doing. So, therefore, the answer is going to become clear for both sides of the Shail of the Gemara. Umeata ilu lo ratza lasis kofer. Now, to say that, you have to know. If you hold Eim Maskinin, that's for sure true. You hold the Maskinin, so Ilo Aratza, we could do, we could use some pressure tactics, okay? So it could be the Me'ata is going back on Eim Maskinin. But the basic approach that the Ritva's presenting is not limited to the Manda Amar Eim Maskinin. What he's trying to get at is, it's his halacha. Now the Ritva goes on. Let's say he's convinced that it's wrong, that what they're testifying. So he would not pay the kofer. Again, if you're holding a masculine, so for whatever reason, he's not going to have to pay it. And certainly, if he knows it's not true, he's not going to pay it. So let's say we're going now with the Madama Eim Maskinin, which he holds the halacha anyway. So he says if he knew that it wasn't true, then he wouldn't pay. The Kim Shekin in Kandin Hazam. So says the Ritva, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Because he doesn't have to really pay it. V'hachi Kamar, now he gets to the words, Kufr Kapar, V'les V'kapar Din Hazama. Let's pause for a second. So what did the Ritva say? Because Eim HaMashkinin, even if a Mashkinin it's only Atshiyom Rotsani, let's go back to Eim HaMashkinin. He doesn't want to give, he won't have to give. We're not going to force him. And if he knows it's not true, he's not going to pay. So what about these words is the crux of the explanation. If you want to harp on the Eim HaMashkinin, then what about HaMashkinin? Then we should use our Braisa to prove the Eim HaMashkinin. So I think that would indicate even if we're going Mashkinin. But the Maaseh of the Ritva says something else. And if he knows it's not true, he wouldn't pay. Is that the Nekuda? The Kibbe Eger may have assumed that because he had that question in the brackets in Tosef the Kibbe Eger Mishnayis. No, so what about a case when the Edom would testify that he didn't know, that it was at a time that he wasn't aware? So there he would likely pay kofer. Should we say that then the Edom should pay kofer? In other words, that would have been reading the Ritva as specific to, well, since, after all, he knows they're lying, so he's not going to pay, so it comes out, they weren't mechayiv him anything. Oh! Once we know that we don't force him to pay kofa, let's go with Eim HaMashkinin. Since we know that, and since if he knows that it's not true, he's not going to pay kofa. So it comes out, what was achieved with this Eidus? Nothing. He's not going to pay the kofa, he knows they're lying. Very good, but what if they would testify that he didn't know when it happened? So then maybe they should have to pay kofer. But l'chor, what's the answer? What's the answer to this question? It doesn't matter whether he does know or doesn't know. The Ritva just brings that for emphasis. But the point of the Ritva in all these lines is to emphasize that it's his halach. It's his halach. That's why it's, even if it's mamashkinin, it's not going to change the equation. And even if he might well listen because he doesn't know if it's true or not, it's still not going to change the point that you can't have hazama and a chiyuv kofer. Why not? Because a chiyuv kofer is not a chiyuv that is being imposed on him by Beis Din as a chiyuv. Chiyuv kofer is his halacha. To pay kofer, kapara. That's his kofer kapara, we're assuming that. It's his halacha. Does Basin have some pressure tactics it could impose on him to get him to own up to his responsibility? That's the shayla. Mamashkinin means Basin can do, twisting his arm to say rotsani. Amashkinin means he can't. If amashkinin, does he have to do it without pressure? He won't. He may not do it. He may not. If he knows it's not true, he certainly won't do it. If he's in doubt, he might do it. But it's irrelevant. Because at the end of the day, what the Beis Din is doing is not imposing a chiyuv kofer. Beis Din is just now informing him, based on the Edim, that he has an obligation, which Beis Din may or may not be able to pressure him to own up to that obligation. And he may or may not regard that as a serious information to take heed of, but that's not what Hazama is about. That's what I think the Ritva is getting at. I'll give you a mashal. And even though the mashal I'm going to give you is from the Ramban, and Dafka by Kofar, the Ramban doesn't say this. The Ramban is going to say something else that the Ritva is going to quote in a minute. But the Ramban says, and this will help to explain the Ritva here by Kofar, the Ramban asked the question on the Mishnah. Why doesn't the Mishnah list halacha of edim who are made about a person who's chayv a carbon? This is in the piece of the Ramban Dibur Maskeh Shul Chayv Golos on the Mishnah Beis Amid Aleph, after he discusses the discussion of the Mezid and Shogeg that we had in the Tosfos. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, number one, why doesn't it mention the Mishnah Kofer, which we're going to get to in the Ritva as well? And then from there he discusses carbon. So let me start from where the Ramban starts, but then we'll get to the main thing is carbon. Kashali, I'm reading from the Ramban, Yamafka Shulchai Golas. Amailo Katani Nami Masis and Midna Manu Ishpani Shulchai Visakofer. Ain't Omnim Yisham Wisakofer, Kidama Tanya Bigamara Hachi, like we have in the Brais. So there's a question that's coming up in the Ritva too. Why doesn't the Mishnah list Kofer? No, maybe you'll tell me the Mishnah holds Kofer Mamona. So in the Hanami, if you're Kofer Mamona, what's the din? What's the din? So they pay. So the Mishnah might hold. If it's Machogis Tanayim, no, simple. Okay, so that might be an easy way out of this question. The Tana of the Mishnah holds Kofer Mamona. So the Ramban says, yeah, but then it's still a problem from another perspective. Listen, Shulchai of Karban. She'en Mishalmin. Mishum Delav Bnei Kaparin Inu Kidamina Begemara. So the Ramban takes the words of Gemara by Kofer, Lav Bnei Kaparin Inu, and translates it over to Karban. So Kofer we could figure out a way to solve, but what about Karban? Says the Ramban, Yishlomer, the Karban lo mibayle le misni. The Kevin Dimratza Eino Mevi, if he wants, he doesn't have to bring it. It's his halacha. Now it's interesting. The Gemara says, Chai v'chatoos v'shamos v'shamos says, Eimim mashkin it. Because he'll bring it on his own. But Maisa, he doesn't want to, he won't. But here's a key, and this is what we're going to translate to the Ritva by Kofer. Mamon she'ein lo tovin hu, Zabta Ramban. The chi of mamon of carbon, there's no toveya, it's totally him. He'll bring it, he won't bring it. There's no toveya on this chiyuv carbon. So therefore, says the Ramban, pshita de lo mishalim. So obviously he's not going to pay. Umilko lo lokyala, de lav edusu, ela hoda bi almahu, de modiin lahu. So the Ramban is addressing the question of carbon and why it's not in the Mishnah, and he says, because it's up to him, he'll bring, he won't bring, it's mamon she'en lo tovin, and it's obvious therefore that they won't have to pay, and they won't get Malkus either. It's only Hoda bi'alma. And then the Ramban goes on to Kofer and explains that in his own way, which is coming up in the Ritva. Which means that the Ramban did not see Kofer the way he saw Karban, but what I see in the Ritva is, and what we want to add to the Ritva, is the Ritva, in explaining Kofer, was very much parallel to what the Ramban is saying by Karban. And this is not my own connection, this is Birch Shmuel and Baba Kama that makes this connection. In other words, he has a chakira. The words of the Ramban, Karban is mamon she'en lo tovin. There is no toveya. So Baruch Ber in Birch Shmuel has a chakira. Kufra kapara, right? This is Simon Lamin and Baba Kama. So the inyan of chi of kofar, memashkinin, in memashkinin. And he wants to know the following. Kofar has an address. Going to the Yarshim of the person that was killed by the shor. Is this called Mamon Sheyesh Lo Tovin or Mamon She'ein Lo Tovin? In other words, these Yarshim that Magia Lehem, the money, the Dmei Nizik was saying, or Dmei Mazik, either way, but either way it could be Kapara. That money that's Magia Lehem, do they have a Tviya on it? Or is it like carbon? It's like his halacha. How involved are they? Do they have the right to be toveya the kofer? So here at Baruch Ber and Os Gimel in this siman brings the Ramban I just read you about carbon. As we just read, it's kiven in ratzah in a mevi mamz engel tovenu al kin rekab ez hazam afil malkus in chayavim. It's hoda bi alma. Says Baruch Ber, Ubir Dvarav. What the Ramban is saying here is, the Imratza Ein Amevi, does that mean Ein Kofin? Doesn't have to mean Ein Kofin. You can have certain types of things that maybe Beis Din could have leverage on the person. There may be Shiba Nechasim. But it's not Kfiya to the extent that it becomes Mama Shiesh Lo Tovin and Achiyuv Beis Din. It's a din kfiya lekayem chiyuv havas hakarban sha'alav. It's a kfiya for him to do what his obligation is. that which there is a shibud nechasim and a din mamon involved is because of kofin l'kayim mitzvaso. Basically, it can be kofin for a person to do what is their chiyuv. Whose chiyuv is it? It's his chiyuv. Basically, can you know, turn some screws in order to let him do what he's supposed to do. And that could trigger shibud nechasim and din mamon. But that's a different issue. That's not where Hazama comes in. Says Rav Baruch Meir, what about Kofer? So that's Os Gimel in the Simen Lamed. But in Kofer Tzarech Iyun, should we compare Kofer, Ha'im Nomer Gamkein Havi Kimo Karban, Deleka Bezeh Din Tovin Klal, Elohu Din Shal Atzmo Lahavi Kofer? And the Shaila of the Gemara of Mimashkin Ima Mashkin would be what, essentially, according to this reading of Kofer? What's the shayla mashkin in mashkin? It's never about becoming a chiyuv based in it. Never becomes that. It never rises to that level. It's his halacha. The shayla is, right, do we apply pressure for him to do his chiyuv? Or should we say no? That kofer is different than karban. Kofer is mamon sheyesh lo tovin. It's a chiyuv based in, like by Nezikin. But because of kapara, so there may be some reason to think maybe eimin mashkinin. What would that mean exactly? So here he says it's a big machokas rishonim, how to read the Gemara. So this is what I gave you, the other side of the ritva. Tosfos learns, and the Rashba is masbir what Tosfos is saying, it's hard to know exactly the pshat exactly, but when Tosfos comments on that Gemara, Chayvei kofer mai, memashkin, im emashkin, Tosus comments, b'yorshe nizik atzmo mibayulei im yichon lemashkin. What did Tosus say? The shayla is, if yorshe a nizik can be memashkin, can they seize it, can they step in on their own and be memashkin on their own, because maybe they're limited by the fact that it's a kapara. So the Rashba is mazbir, what Tosus is trying to say. So what does the Rashba say? Do you have the lesson of the Rashba? We'll say. What does he say? Yeah, I have it. What is the mashma? Dipshita, the ilu lo ratzal eshalein, based in magvin umemashkin kishar nizik and yalma. In other words, according to Tosha's perspective of the Gemara, for sure it's mamon sheyesh lo tovin, and based in is imposing a chiyuv mamon of kofer kapar. Based in is imposing the chiyuv. That's never the shayla of the Gemara. Shayla is, but maybe the Yorshi and Nizik themselves have a certain limitation. They can't be mamashkin themselves. It has to go through a due process of Beis Din. Again, the details are not for us right now, what that means exactly. But Tosfos says the whole shayla is Yorshi and Nizik if they're mamashkin. But Beis Din, for sure. So what's the vision of Tosfos? When it comes to Kofra Kapara, it's for sure Chiyuv Beis Din. And therefore, when Tosfos had to search for nafkaminas between Kufa and Kufa Kapara, Tosfos had to find some nafkaminas around the periphery, right? What did Tosfos say in Daf Mem Gimel that we saw in the beginning? What did Tosfos say? Kufa Mamonu Kufa Kapara, no, maybe if the Mazik dies, then what? Then Kufa Mamona, they still have to pay. Kufa Kapara, then they wouldn't have to pay. The second nafkamina, if the Yorushin want to be Mochel, Kufa Kapara, so they can't be mochel. Kufa mamona, pure mamon, they can be mochel. These are nafkaminas. Why do you have to speak about details? There's a world of a nafkamina, no? Kufra mamona means what? It's a chiyuv beis din. It's mamon sheyesh lo tovin. It's a different idea. It's a chiyuv beis din. Beis din is memashkin. Kufra kapara could be a memashkinin, and even if yes, it's only a what? To the extent of omar rotsani. Because Tosfos understood Kufra Kapara as a Chiyuv Beis Din. But there might be certain constraints within that Chiyuv Mamon because of Kapara. But it's a Chiyuv Beis Din. You'd need a Beis Din, and that would be Yeshu Tovin. And this is the vision of Tosfos. Who else is on Tosfos' side? Rabbi say, what other is Shonim? Did we see? Who calls it Yotze Bedayanim? Who says that? Who says like that? You saw it, no? The Meiri. The Meiri says it's Yotzi B'dayanim. Again, it's a Chiyuv Mamon, with kapara trappings to it, with nafka minas, but essentially it's a chiyuv beis din. Obviously, that camp is the camp that the Ritva was beginning with when he started, when he had these various pshatim in the Gemara, hani labani kapara ninu. In other words, because the mammon of kofar is also defined by kapara dimension to it, because of that, of course it's a chiyuv yotzei b'dayanim, but it's kufra kapara, it's for the sake of the kapara, and that cannot be transplanted to the edim. They didn't do a maisa, they didn't have a shor kill a person, so they don't have that whole context of the chiyuv kapara of kofar, or because they're mezidin. So that's the Gemara. That's the first approach in the Ritva. The Ritva didn't like it. The Ritva says, to the extent that it's viewed as a chiyuv mamon of beis din, I don't care that there's no kapara by the edin. But maisa, they should be chayv kashizaman, payment of that mamon. Comes the Ritva, says, the real answer is not in the words hanilav v'nei kapara ninu. The real answer is the first introductory words of the Gemara, namely, kufra kapara. That opens up a whole new world. Kufra kapara means that it's not a chiyuv imposed by Beis Din. It's his din. Ein memashkinin. And even if you are memashkin, it's only to the extent that Beis Din can get him to do and to say he'll do what he's supposed to do. If he doesn't want to do it, he won't do it. If you're ein memashkinin, certainly. And if he knows it's not true, he won't do it. And even if he thinks it might be possible, it's still his din. The Ritva is saying, he's echoing the Ramban of Karban. And that's why it's going to be, it seems to me at this point, L'chora, that if I were to ask you, would there be Malkus in the Mishnah, L'chora is going to come down to the same Yisod as what he's going to say with the Ramban. But we'll get to that. So we have a nice Svara. We have a nice reading of the first words of the Gemara, but the Ritva has to read the Gemara fully, right? Here's where we get into problems, we'll both say. And nothing I'm going to say is going to be maybe fully satisfactory, because Shini Atzmi, I don't know exactly what we can do with this, but we have to know the difficulty. What's the difficulty? The Gemara had a few more words. No, what does the Gemara say? Why ain't Mishamun is a kofer? What does the Gemara say? Kasava kufra kapara. Now here's the riddle. What do we do with those words? The first pshat, until now, beautiful. That's where the pshat lies. That's why they can't get kashas on the money. The Ritva got there, he's saying, kufra kapara, that says a mouthful. Kufra kapara, meaning kashas amam is only for imposing a chiyuv based in, like we've been saying, like a mazik. What's the mazik of kasha zamam? What's the machayv of kasha zamam? What's the driving machayv? What's the generating factor of kasha zamam? When you impose a chiyuv beis din on the person through your edus, nothing of the sort happened. If ein memashkinin, that's certainly the case. And even memashkinin, it's only an extrinsic pressure. It's his din. It's the being modiya him, and he should listen, and beis din can maybe force him to listen to do what he's supposed to do. That's not the inyan of kashazam. Kashazam is to be mazikim through a psag din that Beis Din says, we are imposing a chiv on you. So that's really everything, no? So what's the Gemara saying? V'hani labanei kapara ninu. What comes with that? What is that about? So the Ritva is trying to address it, but I don't know what he's saying. Let's see. What are the words? Again. Kufra kapara, meaning the race be kapara din hazama. Why? As we just said, because it's not a chiyuv of beis din imposed on him, it's his din. The imishum de lehevi luhu kapara. Hani labne kapara ninu. What is that? What is he trying to say? He's trying to accommodate those next words of the Gemara. That's like a new point. New point. What's the new point? What are we trying to say with that? And if let's try some suggestions about, say, you read this, you sweated on the Rit for this morning, and what did you do with that? The image, what's the Vahani? It's like to accommodate another point. Okay. Basically the Vard is here, Kufra Kapara, so you can't talk about Kashazam and Kapara. That's the main thrust of everything. Then it was Vahani Kapara, and if what? They should get a Kapara? For what? Kapara for what? Veda Sheker. Okay. Because I'm not saying it. Cross my mind. Okay. Veda Sheker. And what about it? Maybe Veda Sheker they should get. But they're not B'nai Kapara, they know meaning. That what?
They're not a separate dinner.
The Veda Sheker doesn't get Kapara with Kofar money. So it's more just throwing in, you know, as if like we would write sort of thing, oh, but you have to give them a kapara for 8 a second. You understand? It's okay, we could read it. It reads, but it's dachuk in the lashon. No, I mean it's lashon the Gemara. Like the Gemara has to anticipate, and maybe they should get a kapara. It's like hard to know what to do with the words of the Gemara. This Torah that said here, I don't know if it fits the words of the Ritva really. I mean, like, you could start thinking. It would seem pasha to us, the way we're reading the Ritva, that right now the Ritva is no longer working with the first mahalach of Hanigah B'nei Kapara Nino, right? That was reading everything into that, because they sure didn't kill somebody, because they're mezidim, because there was no maisa. And the Ritva is now leaving that. You don't need any of that. I think it's Murazovsky suggesting that maybe the Hanigab Nekapar Ninu does in fact relate back to what he said before. I don't know if I understand it completely, but I'll tell you maybe something, maybe you'll understand better than me. You know, it's hard to imagine if I'm saying it over to you, but maybe, I get, you know, you can run with it. I'll tell you what I think he's saying, that I can't be mechayv the Eden. This is why I met our Moshe with what you're asking me. I can't mechayv the Eden, the chi of kofar, because it wasn't a chi of based. Yeah? So good, that's kofar kapar. Okay. But let's mechayv the Eden in the chi of kapar. In that which the Eden would have the Beis Din inform him that he's mechayev a kapara. Okay, you with me? In other words, like carbon of the Ramba, of the Ramban. The Edim, through the Edim, we're going to inform the person you're chayev a karban. For the Ritva, Kofar is equivalent to that. So through the Edim, we're going to have the person be informed that he's magia, he's mechayev to bring a kapara. So let that be the kasha zamam on the Edim. In other words, from the perspective of Chiyuv Mamon, you can't impose a Chiyuv Mamon of Kofar on the Edim, because it was never a Chiyuv Mamon on the person. It was only his halacha. It was not imposed on him by Beis Din. That's Kofar Kapar. But then, Hani Labani Kapar Ninu, what is that coming to do? That's coming to say, but now let's take that framework that Beis Din was going to take the Edus and therefore use it for this person to now be aware that he has to make a kapara. So let's take that and make the Edim be subject to kapara of the nature that he would have been subject to. So that, let the Kasha Zama relate to that. For that, the Gemara says, Hanulah b'nei kapara ninu, and that will be explained in light of what the Ritva said earlier. No, the Ritva is still using that, but only for a different issue. Why? I mean, get the Svara. You may not be able to hear. I hear it a little bit. But the words of the Ritva, I don't know. The words of the Ritva are what? When he says, V'imishum delehevi luhu kapara. He's not saying, V'imishum that we want to do the kasha zomam on the kapara. That's not what he's saying. V'imishum delehevi luhu kapara. So the svara may or may not be able to grab onto. Maybe I can hear it. But the words of the Ritva don't speak to that issue. So that I remain puzzled by. What to do with the words Hanigav Nekapar Ninu? But let's at least see more in the Ritva in terms of how it's going to impact on the Mishnah and what he brings from the Ramban. Rabbeinu Ramban Zal Piresh. Okay. So, Pasha Pshat, if you don't go with this new suggestion now, the Ritva has basically moved away from that first approach. That first approach would work well with Tosfos, with the Meiri, with all those that would assume Kofar is a Chiyuv Beis Din. And then the answer would be, yes, but since that Chiyuv Beis Din, a Mammon, has a framework called Kapara to it, and the framework of Kapara cannot be relevant to the Eidim, therefore that's why they're not paying Kofar. Okay. But the machayev of kasha zamam, do I have or do I not have? According to this, do I have a machayev? Do I have a basis to think kasha zamam? Yes, absolutely. The Ritva says no. The whole ein bekapara din hazama. In other words, we're not talking about a chiyuv based in. It's not a halacha of kasha zamam at all. You can't get the first base. It's like carbon that the Ramban spoke about. But now he brings the Ramban. Now the Ramban said what he said about carbon, which sounded like the Ritva's way of taking kofar. But the Ramban didn't say that for kofar. The Ramban has a different word by kofar. Rabbeinu Ramban zal pirish. The lamandam of kufar kapar lo shaycha azama. Also, there's no machayev, but for a different reason. The ha'ikar edusam lechayvo misa bidei shemayim. Can you see the gamba all of yumas? The ikar edus is not coming for the chiyuv mamon of kofar. That's a detail of a larger construct. The ikar edus is to say harak shoras adam chiyuv misa bidei shemayim. The edusam lechayim l'mav lo morid. As far as the consequence of such edus that he's chayiv misa bidei shemayim, the edus is irrelevant. Why? Shim harak shoras es nefesh then below edusan shalei yochayiv l'beshemayim. Will Shemayim condemn him with a Chiyav Misa if that's what happened? Yes. Whether the Edom said anything or not, that Chiyav will exist. And if in fact it's not true, so then will he be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim based on the Edom? No. So in terms of what the Iker Edus is and what the Zmama is about what? It's about something that's not going to be subject to Kasha Zama. Because it's not that they're bringing about a chiyuv l'shamayim as a result of the edus that wouldn't have existed otherwise, or that exists now because of their edus. Kashazam means they impose a chiyuv on him as a result of their edus. Their edus is about his chiyuv l'shamayim. That's not in any way affected by their edus or lack of their edus. Therefore, you can't do a kashazam on that. Elamai, there's a prat, there's a detail of chiyuv mamon of kofar, of kufar kapara, but that's a derivative of what? That's a subcategory of what? Of the chiyuv misa deshamayim. So again, im harak shoras ada es anafesh b'lo yidusan yichayvu b'shamayim. V'ilav, v'nei yidusan lo yichayvu, she'en ha-shamayim tzvichim yidusan kal. It's not relevant. V'im ken lekel gavi ha-misa v'asisim u'kash ezama. If on the main thrust of their edus, which is about the chiyuv misa shemayim, there's no kasha zama, the kibbutz shekain af kofar lo shayach b'hu, then you can't have kofar either. Shal kofar b'makom misa b'dei shemayim, v'nachon hu ma'od. And maybe that's what Rashi had in mind as well. Notice, is this the same thing as what the Ritva said earlier when he was dealing with the pshat of the Gemara of Hanilah b'nei kapar ninu, because then they're not chayav misa b'dei shemayim? Is this the same thing, or it's different? Before, he was speaking about the detail. You can't take the chiyuv, kofar kapar, and impose it on the Eidim, because they're not in the same situation. They're not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for their short killing. That was a local issue that was before. I'm a chayiv of kasha zamam I have, but I can't carry out that onesh kasha zamam of kofar for Eidim who didn't have any chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for having a short kill. That was before. Now it's a whole different world. He's saying the whole mechanism to trigger kasha zamam doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because the whole edus, the ikar, is on what? The edus is on what? On what? To testify that what? Not that he's chayiv kofar, that there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. And that is irrelevant to the edus. You can't do kasha zamam on that. And therefore, memela is no chiyuv kofar, because the edus has to be defined for kasha zamam by what is the main thrust of that edus. That's what he brings from the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban did not use his own svara by karban to apply to kofar. For the Ramban, it seems that kofar does have perhaps some element of Beis Din's enforcing. By karban is different. But the Ramban uses this approach, which he quotes and Ritva likes. How is this going to translate into Tosus Kasha that he now quotes, and why the Mishnah doesn't mention Kof? Says the Ritva, V'ikshav b'Tosus, L'amalo shanino l'zub Mishnah seinu, Shem Shaman is HaKof. We have another case Mishnah could have mentioned, besides Eide Ben Grusha and Eide Golis, Eide Kofer. V'tirtzu, Tosus says, Kivu l'manda amakufa mamona, so you would have to pay kofar. even though Rabban and Rabbi Kiva don't hold this way, but he doesn't want to get involved with the machlokas. Yeah, the Rabban said maybe the Mishnah holds Mamona. Tosus says the Mishnah doesn't want to get involved in the machlokas. That is Tosus' solution. Ava Haramban Zalti writes, the Hani Einan Lokin mi time of the Parishna Le'el. Now here we have really to appreciate what he's saying here. This is the Ramban that you can look back also on Dav Beis when he addresses this and he says this pshat. He says, why doesn't Mishnah list it? The Hani Einan Lokin. The Mishnah only mentions things that don't get Kasher Zalman but get Malkus. Would there be Malkus in case of Eide Kofar who are not getting Kasher Zalman? Ramban says, Hani Einan Lokin mitame de Parishna. What does that mean? That their Idris is coming to Mechai Misa de Shemayim. Would they get Malkus now? Says the Ramban, Hamalkus Vistiku de Malkum Hazama Omed. Ooh, what is what saying? Malkus Vistiku de Malkum Hazama Omed. The Kevin Shul Shaykhabu Hazama Rufisha in a Dusam Sarah Shemayim. Af Malkus Namilek. And the Mishnah only mentions things that get Malkus, unlike the Ram who says that there would be Malkus. So what is the Ramban saying? Given what I told you, that there's no Kasher Zalman because there is no agenda that relates to directly to Kofar, which is only a derivative, a subcategory of the Misa de Shemayim. So there's nothing to talk about in terms of a Zalman to even get Malkus. Why? What happened to Losana, Rabosai? What happened to Losana? Why aren't they getting Malkus for Losana? Eidus Sheker. Is it Eidus Sheker? Is it not Eidus Sheker? Is it? Did he violate Losana? For sure. He says, they say that his shore killed and the Chaimis, he's Chaimis for the Shemaim and they're lying. They say Eidus Sheker to Bezdin. So how can the Ramban say there's no Malkus? Because there is no, because the Tztiku, the Malkus of the Tztiku has been Makom Hazama Omei. What is this Ramban saying? That it's not just a purely gil, and even it's a gilay on the losana, as Ramban himself said, it's a gil losana of the losana variety of what? Of a zamam. Whereas a zamam, and because of that zamam, there should be a chiyuv of zamam, but you can't have the kasha zamam carried out, so you get malchus. But at the extent that you're missing the generating factor for chiyuv kasha zamam, you can't have malchus either. Which means it's another Ramban to throw into the hopper with the other Rambans that we saw already, that we showed, that the Ramban says by Trefa, there's no Malkus. The Ramban said by Ben Chalutza, there's no Malkus, even though there's Eidus Sheker. And here too, even though there's Eidus Sheker, there's no Malkus, because it's Tiku is only Ben Malkum Hazam. What would you say according to the Ritva himself, the Pshat right before this, that there's no Kofar on the Eidim because it's not a chiyuv of Beis Din, it's his own halacha? What would the Ritva say? Would there be Malkus of the Tztiku? What would you think? According to the Ritva, right before the Ramban, according to the Ritva, would there be Malkus? Should there be Malkus according to the Ritva? No? Not all
also,
once?
Also no.
Also no. Also no. Why? Because what's lacking here? The basic machayv of Kasher Zalman is lacking, so you wouldn't have Malkus either. Aye, the Ritva says within the Ramban, yeah, because he's quoting the Ramban on this, so the Ramban within his own shita. But the Ritva, unless we go with Shmuel Rezavsky, that other pshat that I said, that the Gemara also has to accommodate the possibility of a Kasher Zalman on the Kapara. Again, that pshat that was a little bit shaky in the Lashon of the Ritva. No, maybe then there's what to say, that maybe there should still be a Malkus for not being able to actualize and implement that Kasher Zalman. But that's a hard stretch to learn in the words of the Ritva. What to do with the words of the Gemara, I don't know. But the pashtus of all there is to talk about is the Kasher Zalman of a Chiv that's not a Chiv Beis Din, which means there's no Mechayev of Kasher Zalman at all. So then there wouldn't be Malkus. On the other hand, if we go with the other approach to the Sugya that the Ritva mentioned in the beginning, that what the Gemara is saying is reasons why you can't impose the kapara, the kofar kapara on the Eidim because they are not subject to kapara, and you have to work at the framework of the chiyuv kapara. The chiyuv mammon is part of a framework of kapara, and that has to translate to the Eidim, and you can't therefore impose that on the Eidim. Would there be Malkus, Rabosai? But you think according to the earlier Mahalach in the mitzvah, until we asked the Kasha, Kasha Tuva, earlier in the mitzvah, would there be Malkus? According to Tosfos, according to the Meiri, if Kofar is Yotzi B'dayanin, and you go with that approach in meeting the Gemara, not the Ramban or the Ritva's own Pshat, should there be Malkus in the Mishnah? Yes, our Tos had to give another Teretz. Yeah, but there's a Machokas, Kofar Mono, Kofar Kapar, and Mishnah doesn't get involved. And therefore, the Shita Sarambam, right, the Shita Sarambam that he quotes, is that there would be a Chiv Malkus for Kofar. Yeah. What about the Kasha, the Ritva? But seemingly you should just have the Chiyuv of the Mammon of it, so we'll have to see. Maybe look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam. I think there's a diuk we can make in the Lashon HaRambam and that whole Rambam, and maybe it would help us back on the Kasha of Matnas Kahuna, maybe. And the last thing I'll just mention, we don't have time to do it, maybe just the first few minutes of tomorrow, is the Ksosis issue. And the Meiri touches on it. L'chora, every edus of kofar involves a chiyuv mammon on another level. Why is that? They're making the shor chayiv skila. And if there's a chiyuv mammon involved, and if you have a chiyuv mammon, then you have a problem, then you shouldn't be chiyuv malchus anyway. And the Ram says there is a chiyuv malchus. So that's the sugya in its own way. All right, but Rabbo said, right? Big with fun. Okay.